episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Jody Sweeten.
I am Celia Behar, your other host.
Hi, Celia.
Hi, Jody.
I haven't seen you in a while.
In a fucking month.
I know. I've been out of town for work, and I wish I could talk about it right now, but no, I can't, so can. Don't even ask. Not you, but our seven listeners.
I was like, I know where.
Yeah, but it was really fun and awesome, and I can't wait to tell you all about it, and I can't wait to tell Celia about it, because I haven't seen her.
I know. A month. It's honestly been a month, which never happens, like, other than COVID.
I think this is like the longest you and I have gone without seeing each other.
Yeah, it definitely is. Wow. It's weird. And every time once you got back, Dustin's like, have you seen Jody yet? And I'm like, no. And he's like, what? How is that even possible? I said, she came back to like life and she's got like stuff going on because you had press and then you left again. And like, I was like, I don't want to be in the way. We'll see each other. We're fine.
Right. Like, and you know me, like when I go into like a little hole where I'm like, I don't talk to anyone unless they happen to be in front of my face. If they're not in front of my face, I love them and I'm thinking of them, but I'm not talking to them.
I wasn't worried, but I loved your message. Yeah, I think yesterday you texted me. You're like, I'm not mad at you. Don't think that, which was hilarious because usually I would.
Didn't you text me? Do you hate me?
No.
Or did I dream that?
You dreamt that.
Usually
I do text you that. Though.
Are you sure you didn't?
No,
I swear to God that you texted me at some point.
I have totally done that before.
I think you may have had a gummy and forgotten, because I feel like
somewhere
in the... Fuck,
I swear to God.
Now I have to look, because I feel like somewhere in the last few days...
You haven't said... I swear to God, I have not.
Okay, talking about that we don't like people, talking about that I'm tired.
Yeah.
Talking about the kids.
Lots to download.
Talking about that.
Right.
No. East Coast.
I sent you stupid stuff. We are both going for massages in different places.
Send me the audio. Honestly, okay. Right.
I have a wild overshare. I do. I still haven't told you. I swear to God, I didn't.
At one point, I even said,
I'm not ignoring you, and I want to hear everything. I just don't want to bother
that's
you.
That's so You've weird. I literally had a dream that you said something about... I don't hate you.
No.
I like that. Oh, wow.
No, I just listen, in the past, if you're here and like you've been doing stuff, like you're not out of town, I have 100% been like, are you mad at me? Do you hate me? What's going on? But no, I didn't know.
Okay.
Cause I knew you were really crazy busy. You had Entertainment Tonight. You had pop.
I was doing all that for the celebrity exorcism show, which was really fun.
Like you had so much stuff going on that I was like, I'm going to stay out of the way.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I appreciate you. And like, then it was Halloween.
Yeah, it was Halloween.
Oh my gosh, post Halloween wrap up.
Dude, I don't know where to start with that, other than I'm eating candy, like, on the show.
So much candy. We are recording this on November 1st.
Yeah.
It'll air in a few weeks. Day of the Dead. Also day of the I can't zip my pants because I ate too much candy.
I went to Day of the Dead without you, which was a bummer. I missed you there because we go to Hollywood, you know. I took the girls and Dustin and I got dressed up and stuff. I was like, yes, I want to look at everything, but I was just on a mission to eat every single fucking thing I could.
Oh. I was at Universal doing E.T.
and all I could think of was us eating.
Here's what I like to think though about our friendship is that we basically go places and we're sad that the other one isn't there, so we can't eat ourselves into a coma.
Yeah.
That's we're like
other
I'm
people
so
will
sad.
Stop us.
Right. Other people will think we're gross.
Right.
Other people will be like, that's disgusting. Nope. I can't eat anymore. But like I
Not
miss
us.
You and I'm like, damn, I wish there was somebody here I could just eat until I'm puking with.
They made me stop eating at Day of the Dead. It was really, I ate a loaded tamale that was like as big as my head.
Ooh.
I got carne asada fries. We had horchata. We had, and they wouldn't let me drink that because it was milk. So they're,
oh,
I like,
yeah, no,
you
no,
know,
no, no,
cause
no,
I,
no. No, no, especially if it starts in liquid form, you don't want
to
do that.
No, I mean, it was all, and churros. And then I was like, oh my God, look at that. Like I wanted to get one of the Mexican breads that you pull off, the wedding breads, I think that's what they are. You pull off pieces, and they were like, walk away from the food. You don't need any more food.
You're like, I know I don't.
No,
shut up.
I said out loud, Jody would never say that to me. And they were like, maybe that's the problem.
Right.
You guys are disgusting.
Yeah.
I had
butter beer. We were me and Char Jackson and Meta World Peace were doing some promo for our show on Tubi, and we were at...
I saw
Harry Potter Land. And I know. I'm sorry.
It. No, it's fine. I was going to send you a message and be like,
I figured that's why. That's
probably why I thought I was mad.
That's probably why I had the dream that you said, do you hate me? Because you were probably, I was thinking like, I can't believe I'm having Butterbeer without Celia. She's going to think that I hate her.
I don't.
And that's what I dreamed.
No, that was totally not it. But that's really, really funny.
But no, Halloween last night was, it was great. Zoe went and did her thing with her friends.
Yep, Harper did too. That was a first.
That was, yep, she just was, she had her plans made. I knew where she was. She had a good
Harper
time.
Harper didn't have plans. Their plans kept changing. At
well,
one point,
their
I
plans
had to be like,
altered.
Hey, I'm the one with the car. So you guys have to actually like give me a heads up of where I'm taking you, like 5 minutes before I'm taking you.
Right.
Like
that was a problem last night. She was like, okay, well, we have to go pick up Sienna. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We?
Right.
I am here waiting for B's friends to get here.
That, yep.
And I'm not going to leave Mescal here with that because I haven't met some of the parents yet. Yep. I was like, no.
No.
So she had to wait. And then Mescal was like, I'll just take her. So he, you know, he took her to drop her off with her friends or whatever. But I went trick-or-treating with B and her friends last night where I promised, I was like, I will stay in the background. I will just sort of blend into the wall and that's it. But some of the parents actually applauded me for what I did beforehand, which was, it was me and sixth graders.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just had two.
It was two. Sixth graders. Jeez, say that three times fast.
Wow.
So we pull up at her friend's house and collect her last two friends, and then we're going to go trick-or-treating in that neighborhood. Like, okay, well, you know, the parents were like, did they want us to come? I was like, it's fine. Like, if you guys don't want to go and pass out candy, I'll go with them. They're like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, yeah. So before we even start taking out, I go, hey, come here, all you guys. Wrangle them all up. I'm like, here's the deal. There's six of you guys. There's one of me. I don't need to be in your group. I don't need to be in your business. But I need you all to stick together. There's six of you. I'm going to do a head count every time we leave a house mentally, just so I know. I was like, it's dark.
Oh, mentally.
And you
be, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to.
I thought you were going to have them sound off Sound of Music style or something.
No,
some
no.
Shit.
I just mean like before three go running one way, one goes
right.
this way.
Did you have like a whistle to like.
No, I was just loud. And yeah. And then only a couple times did I have to like poo-poo their fun because they were just being obnoxious.
Yeah, well.
And like running up to a door and like they were screaming to each other about, and I was like, no, 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 you're not. Like, it's bad enough that you go up to someone's door and you're like, trick or treat! Like,
oh, no.
You are not running up to someone's door screaming that at each other. Like, it's just not going to happen.
I mean,
wait. So that did happen a couple times.
But they were okay. And then after that,
it got real quiet for about 15 seconds. And then they were like, okay, I think it's okay now.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well,
but when I came back to drop off the other two kids, the parents were like, we just have to say us and our neighbors saw what you did. And then, and usually that's the beginning of, I'm so sorry.
I apologize.
I can't
it's
believe the neighbors saw it too. No, but this one, they were like, we love what you did because those kids before you took off down the street knew who was in charge.
That's awesome.
I was like, well, I mean, at least someone did. Well, here on Never Thought I'd Say This, we never hold back when it comes to the highs and lows of parenting because it is so hard and sometimes you can feel really alone. I mean, as parents, Celia and I have really been through it as we expect you have as well, which is probably why you listen to this podcast.
Yeah, seriously. I know that, you know, when I'm anxious, I start feeling angry and then I start yelling at my kids and I don't know what to do other than, you know, try to relax. And now I've got Mama Zen and that helps me relax.
Oh, constantly. I mean, I can be so impatient with them. And, you know, when the kids are trying to do their homework or trying to get things done, like I have a certain idea of how I want it to be done. I get super controlling. My kids will attest. Uh-huh. And I'm trying to break those habits. So thankfully, now there's Mama Zen, which is a revolutionary solution for issues like these and is so much more. And it includes burnout, anxiety, irritability, and impatience. So you can be there for your kids as the best, happiest version of yourself. Because we know for a fact that happy parents raise happy kids.
Definitely. And, you know, when we're overwhelmed with everyday life, it's hard to be the best version of ourselves. And that's why Jody and I both use Mama Zen's mindfulness sessions to decompress and unwind so that we can be the kind of parents that we always wanted.
definitely. I mean, I'm not even kidding. I used Mama mm-hmm. Zen last night to they're like de-stress and go to sleep one. The mindfulness session was amazing. I put it on. I was like out about halfway through because I used it to help go to sleep. And that is why I turn to Mama Zen when I need to take some space for myself, because it works. Mama Zen's mindfulness sessions are one of the best ways to take a sacred pause before losing it or to help you go to sleep. And most importantly, it shows our kids constructive ways to deal with overwhelming feelings.
Absolutely. You know, I am somebody who, like I said, deals with impatience and anger. And if I listen to a session at night, I wake up and I already feel calm. So if you're a parent who's also experiencing impatience, anger, anxiety, or, you know, hardly a day goes by without you yelling at your kids, then you need to download this app.
Yeah, downloading and using Mama Zen will teach you how to deal with your kids' difficult behavior with more love and patience.
Whether you're pregnant, a mom with young kids, or you've got older kids, Mama Zen has the right mindfulness sessions for you to feel happier and more connected to your kids.
When you sign up for the Mama Zen app, it creates a totally customized program for you based on your specific challenges and the ages of your kids.
Yeah, with the Mama Zen app, you get access to over 150 sessions from 2 to 15 minutes long that you can use at your own pace and in your own time.
Yeah, we really want you to try Mama Zen and see for yourself how much better you can feel as a mom. So go to your app store and download Mama Zen today. That's Mama Zen, M-A-M-A-Z-E-N.
Right now, you can use promo code SAYTHIS. That code will unlock your 30-day free trial so you can try Mama Zen for yourself and see how much better and happier you can feel as a mom.
They are the number one mindful parenting app for a good reason, and we can't wait for you to try it. So use it before you lose it.
I only had Lulu and Lily. I went with our friend mm-hmm. Denise, Patrick, and Dustin came along, who, by the way, when I pull up, because he said he wanted to come, I pull up to park the car where we always meet, same neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he gets out of his, he's already there. He's in his Max Muncy jersey and a Dodgers Dia de los Muertos mask that we got right. the day before. And underneath it, he has on like a black, like, what was he wearing? Like, you know, like pantyhose to like cover. So it just looks like complete black underneath it.
Oh, okay.
Which is what he
did. Oh, so it's like Kim Kardashian at a yes, at a Dodgers game.
Which is
right.
basically what he did.
Met Gala meet
yes,
Dodgers game.
Exactly. And that's what he did. At
did he wear
Dead
a long black
well.
Ponytail?
No, thank God. He showed up like that, like dressed all like as a kind of like a cowboy at Day of the Dead and had like a bandana over the black thing as well and the cowboy hat.
Got it.
And which looked awesome, but also, and he shows up the second day and he has like a bag of stuff, which I didn't know what was in the bag. So he's like walking toward me and Lulu and I'm like, I wonder if Dustin knows he's not trick-or-treating because it totally looks like he's in costume and he has
he's
like,
a little bag, right? He's like, hi, I'm trick-or-treating.
I was like, can we not like, I'm sorry, is there something you need to tell me about how much you like this pantyhose over your face? Because like, what the hell, two nights in a row? Really? And he was like, I don't know, I thought it would be fun. I was like, I would really like to be able to talk to you tonight. And as like, they trick or treat.
Was it literally like the what Kim Kardashian had?
Yes.
The like it's
yes.
What is?
Yes. I don't know. He took it off. He
Dustin, ended up Dustin. Yeah, Dustin. Dustin, I know you don't listen to this, but not. What?
I don't
what?
Know. It Why? Was really funny. And then, but we went, and honestly, what was so interesting is because it was the first time that the two little ones didn't have older siblings with them.
Right.
They didn't know what to do. They turned to us every single house. They're like, can we go to that house? We were like, yes. Yes. And they're like, is it okay if we go? We were like, stop asking us. Just go. And they were like, it took them a good like 20
minutes.
Well, they
did, you know, last year was sort of a bust. So
yeah,
they're like, do I go up to strangers' houses and knock
right.
on the door for
but
candy
like,
now?
This was also like their older siblings. We realized we're always like, okay, let's go.
Let's go.
And then
right.
they just like trail after them or the older siblings are like pushing them and go ask for this candy. And they didn't have that. So it was just the two of them. It was the most mellow.
Oh, God, I
like,
did not have that experience.
I know
there was not a
people.
Mellow. There was not a mellow bone
was,
in
like,
anyone's
total
fucking
chill.
Body.
We just like walked. I made a
they
hot
were
toddy.
Screaming.
I walked around with it. I did
got
not care.
Hit. I got some kid who thought it was funny to like jump yes. out from behind cars in front of his parents' house or whatever.
I hate that.
Now, after I paid attention, I realized maybe he wasn't quite as aware of things, okay. you know. But I didn't know that at first. And he came up and like swung this machete thing It was a plastic machete, but it's not like a rubber one. It's like those hard, you know.
Ow.
And he hit me in the hand with it. And I was, you guys, I was so overdramatic. I was so overdramatic.
Well, you had six kids with you and you're tired, I was like, and you're just blown back home.
Like, ow! Ow!
Gee, I wonder where a bee gets it. That's so weird.
And I don't know why. And then I was like, you hit me. And he was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, it's fine. And I was like, oh my God. What
How old is this kid?
Like 13.
Well, you can, you know, shame,
and that's what it would. I think that's what it was. He wasn't a little, like, would he been a little kid? I would have been like, oh, you know, no, your parents' yacht. But no, and then, like I said, and then I was like, oh, maybe he's just, you know, whatever. But I, in that moment, really, really was just, I was like sitting on the curb and they were all screaming. Someone was making crepes for free. And I was like, you have done a really terrible disservice because they're all just screaming at the cart. And I'm like, get in line. And then they won't. But then like the lady thinks that they're not in line enough. So she like skipped over to somebody. It was a whole thing. Oh, and then I got hit by this kid with a machete. And I was like, I'm done.
The biggest dramatic moment of the night was when I had to pee so bad because I had a hot toddy and I was I drank it, which, you know, as you're supposed to,
right?
But I don't drink it,
opposed to wearing it or dumping it on your head.
That either one could have happened. I don't, as you know, I don't drink very much, especially like I went through a point in COVID when I was like, I'm just going to be drunk. And then I stopped drinking altogether. But I really was like, I'm going to have a hot toddy. This will be lovely. Which, by the way, so did Dustin. And I was like, how exactly were you going to drink that through your pantyhose face, by the way? And he was so fucking posh, you guys. He had a thermos. Like, he brought his thermos. And because he didn't want to take the top off the thermos, like, all the time.
Did he have a
straw? No, he had, like, the little top of the thermos, like, the cup part of it.
Right.
And instead of, drinking directly out of the thermos because he didn't want it to get cold, he kept, like, unscrewing it. And then he'd pour himself, like, a little drink. And then he was, like, walking, like, holding it. And I was like, you should just – you're so fucking posh right now, like, with your little cup. Like, what are you, Frasier?
He was – no, he was Kim Kardashian. As a Dodgers ghost.
Yeah. I mean, I had my we're best friends because everyone else sucks, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, thingy, whatever. The most dramatic moment was I had to pee really, really bad. And so I smushed myself in between a fence of someone's fence and a hedge. And like was like, and totally, I had my, which I have on today, I had my Rocky Horror Picture Show leggings on. I did wash them in between and I managed to pee. But I will tell you, on the way back to the car, I kept being like, what is going, what? Pine needles, like, down my butt because
oh my God.
I peed in a bush. So there was that.
Well, folks.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. On. And we're going to go to break because I need one. Because I need one. All right. After I had both of my girls, Zoe and Bea, I noticed that my hair started shedding. And I know it is a really common side effect of childbirth, but that did not stop it from concerning me over how much hair I was losing. I mean, I've talked about this all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, right here got really thin. Mm-hmm. It still gets really thin.
Baby bangs.
Yeah, the little bit. Yeah. And I was getting really nervous about it. So I was looking for a product that was going to help with all of that.
Well, the reason that was happening is because after a pregnancy, your body is still shifting and it's recalibrating and doing things that really don't feel very normal. And one of the alarming side effects of all the hormonal changes can be the excessive shedding. I also went through that.
Yeah, I definitely suffered from excessive shedding. I mean, hair that comes out in clumps even when you wash it or brush it. And thankfully, I found Pros to help stop the shedding cycle and grow back my hair.
Ugh, Pros is amazing. It specializes in custom hair care, and now they also make custom hair supplements that are personally tailored to address your specific cause of shedding. I have been using them now for about 2 months. Cannot tell you the difference in my hair. It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, they take into account things like hormonal changes, stress level, diet, and all kinds of stuff more. And the result is customized supplements guaranteed to help you grow thicker, longer, softer hair in record time.
Yeah, it's made with clean, safe, and natural ingredients. Pros hair supplements are just two capsules you take daily.
Yeah, the first capsule strengthens and rebalances the scalp for reducing shedding. And then the second capsule helps to spark fuller, faster growth deep in the follicle.
Better yet, Pro supplements are free from drugs, synthetic fillers, DHT hormones, and all formulas are gluten-free, dairy-free, which is important for someone like me, nut-free, vegan, and cruelty-free. And I have been going through, you know, some perimenopausal stuff, and so my hair was changing because of my hormones. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, this has made a huge difference.
Well, multiple studies have shown that over 90% of women taking Pro's hair supplements saw less shedding, more growth, and improved overall appearance in just 90 days. So try your own custom hair supplements and you'll get 15% off. Get yours at pros.com/say this. That's PROSE.com/say this for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off custom hair supplements.
Do not wait.
We're back.
That was funny.
Oh, we're back. Nobody's peed in a bush in the interim that I know of.
I don't know. I may have. I could have peed anywhere in your house and you may not realize it. Please remember that my sister and I used to pee in our basement when we were too lazy to go upstairs.
I do remember that. I do remember. I mean, I wasn't there. I don't remember it myself. I remember the story of it. Right. Right.
I mean, there was that. Oh, wait. Can I just say, we get so many comments now about Sabrina laughing in the episode.
Yes.
People are constantly like, my new favorite thing is Sabrina laughing in the show. That's the best thing. I'm like, it makes me laugh every time.
Yes. Yes. Brilliant.
And we're not going to do it today, but we have so many letters and emails and stuff to read coming up. I do just want to say this. Someone left a comment on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, which if you guys aren't watching, please watch. And they wrote it and they said, I didn't know about this show until I heard Jody on Steve-O's podcast. And I loved her right away. And so I started watching this and I love your channel. But it took me a while to warm up to Celia, you know, because of all the hair and the tattoos. But I like her now. I was like, I read it and I was like, thank you. Like, what do you mean? All the tattoos I get, but like, what do you want?
No, I get it. It's all that hair takes a while to get used to. But, Celia, for those of us that aren't blessed with all that hair, just saying.
It's been 7 hours. Like, what am I supposed to do? Sinead O'Connor this shit? Like, it's my hair. It's my hair. I can't do anything about it. That was me.
I left that comment.
I just needed to share
that it's taken me this long in our friendship.
So every single time we go anywhere now, he's like, are you ready to go? And I'm like, yes, all my hair and my tattoos are ready to go.
That person may not be very emotionally intelligent.
That's a weird lead-in, but I'll go with it.
It's all weird lead-ins. That's the least of my weird lead-ins. No, but we wanted to talk today about emotional intelligence. And, okay. So here's a story.
Okay.
I've got a story for you. Okay. So, you know, being a better human, you always are like trying to, you know, you have to want to consistently improve and better yourself, right?
If you want to be a better human.
If you want to be a better human. Some of us do. At times.
Right.
So
as a therapist, I sure fucking hope
so. So to better the lives of those we love, a lovely novel concept mm-hmm. that sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. Mm-hmm. Now imagine for a second, okay? Imagine that you're 4, maybe 5, mm-hmm. Much like I acted in my pouting last night when I got faux injured.
Yes. Okay.
Put yourself in that mindset. Damn. 4, maybe 5, right? Mm-hmm. And you're working on something. Mm-hmm. You've been working on it steadily for a while, okay? Your concept of time sucks. That's just a general statement. I was just saying, no, your concept of time is not really great. Mm-hmm. So it feels like forever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Much like
this podcast.
Yes. So it feels like forever. But now, Nick, you'd be building blocks, drawing, creating whatever, cups and saucers out of Play-Doh. I don't know what you do with your time when you're 4 or 5.
Oh, I don't know. I always create cups and saucers out of Play-Doh in my free time.
I'm just saying, when you're 4 or 5, be 4 or 5.
Okay.
I mean, not actually. But now, imagine another child comes up and destroys it. Mm-hmm. Okay? They knock over what you've been building.
Right.
They rip up your drawing. They smash your Play-Doh tea set, mm-hmm. perhaps.
Perhaps. Or they pee in it.
They might.
Just, you know.
Now, you are going to be feeling a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
Like a lot of things.
Yes.
None of them good.
Right.
hurt, panic, frustration, helplessness,
right,
murderous rage,
right,
maybe at four, I don't know,
probably.
Now when an adult comes and asks you what happens, they don't try and fix it. Okay, they don't try and patronize you. They just let you feel what is yours to feel.
Yep.
And then they open their arms and you get a big hug. You take a deep breath. You feel better. You go back into your little world. That's what happens.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's usually not what happens.
No.
That's usually not at all what happens.
No, we were talking about this before we started recording.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how adults in your life respond to you when you're not sure how to feel or react actually creates a pattern for the ways in which you react to things for years to come.
Right.
So I told this lovely little story about your Play-Doh tea set, mm-hmm, because when we put ourselves into that position, mm-hmm, like I think automatically you're like, well, yeah, of course I would be upset.
Right.
I would be mad. I would be angry. I would be all of that. Someone did that to me. If I made a Play-Doh tea set as an adult, as a 39-year-old woman, I'd be pissed if someone came and peed in it.
Sure. You know, unless that's why you made it. That's different.
That's a whole different show.
Right.
But the real issue with what happens is that we sometimes, I think, as parents go up, like a kid is having a justifiable meltdown, yeah, and we're like, calm down.
Yeah. Or deal with it. Get over it.
I will be honest. I have done that to my kids. Same. Like I get super annoyed and frustrated. I will be like, just stop. Just stop. Because I don't want to deal with your emotions because I know in the grand scheme of things, like maybe it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
But to you, it's not.
Right.
And the real issue here is the lack of emotional literacy in our culture.
Yeah.
And I used a big term there.
You did.
Emotional literacy, which I love. But we don't really teach parents how to respond to children's feelings and emotions with empathy and compassion.
Yeah, and schools don't really teach it.
No. Well, I will say
teachers do.
They're doing a better job at doing some of the restorative justice and things like that, as opposed to just like go sit in the corner and
use. And school counselors and school social workers are there for that, which is fantastic.
But I will say, like, even the other day, and I was torn because B called me from school and she was really upset. The day had started off wrong. I thought a certain thing was going to happen in the morning and it didn't. And then she was running late. And then, you know, so she was just kind of thrown off and she didn't get her jewelry on. Right. And she kind of freaked out about it. Now, to me, I'm like, dude, relax. Like she calls me from school. She's like, I can't go into class. I'm freaking. And I'm just like, oh, my God, like, pull it the fuck together. You got, you know, and I'm being patient. I'm like, OK, I know. Mm-hmm. But this is, we don't get to stop life for this kind of stuff.
I said that this morning.
And it sucks because all I wanted to do was like go and pick her up and give her a big hug and be like, I know everything sucks and it's terrible and I feel gross today too and let's just hide out from the world.
Yeah.
But I know that I have to do the really hard job of like teaching her that sometimes, yes, we feel awful, but we have to walk through things anyway.
It's a very delicate balance, I think, to do that as a parent because you want to make sure that you're teaching them how to do life,
right?
Like they need to be able to push through things. But you also need to make sure that they know that every so often, yes, you do have to put your mental health first. And yes, there are times that you can take a break and whatever that is. And I started telling this story with, you know, before we started the show, but same, I had an issue this morning as well. The day started off really messed up. We all overslept. We ran, you know, whatever.
I hate that.
It was bad. But I got everyone to school on time. It was totally fine. And, you know, I got all the way back to my house and Harper texted me and was having a panic attack. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to hear her voice so that I knew that's really what it was. So I was like, can you call me? And she called me. Stuff is going on socially. You know, she's a teenager. Things happen. Drama happens.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as I heard her, and I'm so familiar because I have panic attacks.
Right.
I'm so familiar with what it sounds like. And I said, okay, I'm coming to get you.
Right.
And I came to get her and I thought she was maybe going to be like, you know, blow it off or whatever. But she talked to me about it. She told me everything that was going on. She took a lot of deep breaths. She ended up taking Jenny Brill's yoga class with me. And although it was hard, like, and she didn't want to do it really at first, but she said she would. Mm-hmm. The more we did the class, you know, and the more she got in her body and I was like laughing and encouraging her and Jenny was encouraging her as we went, she started to like calm down and connect. And I realized that's like really all she kind of needed. I said, do you feel better at the end? She's like, I do. And I said, well, I'm going to go to Jody's. So why don't you turn on the electric blanket? It's actually cold here in California today. Yeah,
it's 67 degrees.
That's cold for me.
Don't get me wrong. I had the heater upstairs and downstairs on. I'm wrapped in a blanket.
Yeah, that's cold as far as I'm concerned. And so I said, why don't you use my shower? I have a fancy shower. I gave her a shower bomb. I'm like, you know, and she like did chores around the house, but she was just so grateful, I think, to be heard, to be understood. Because the thing is kids, like, you know, when that's not seen, what we are teaching them is to repress it.
Right.
And that's where it goes first is repression.
Right.
And that's something that, you know, I know the three of us even have talked about that's in a lot of places we're taught to repress, right. And I've talked
it kind of goes one of three ways. The first way is repression.
Yep.
Which is, you know, you learn it's not safe to express your feelings.
That was my house, right? My mom would say, don't, if you cry, I'm going to give you something to cry about. You know, like that's where you went. So it's like you learned real fast in my house, you don't cry. Whereas I'm always like with my kids, which is the third thing, express yourself.
Right.
You need
But we skipped over the second thing.
Right, the second thing, which is?
Which is aggression.
Yeah.
And I sometimes, Sabrina is raising her hand. Ooh, me. Yeah, I can be that kid too. I'll never forget one kid, I think I've told this story, was making fun of me in my first grade class. And I was a year behind everybody because I skipped.
Yep.
And this kid was just, or maybe it was a girl. I thought it was a girl. I think it was. Who was just, wouldn't stop making fun of me. And I picked up my little chair and just hurled it at her.
Yep.
Because I was like, that was all I could do.
Right.
Was like, rah. And I will say, like, you've seen.
Street Jody.
I can
Street
be.
Jody, man,
look,
don't fuck with her. She will kill you.
Like, I'm good. I can repress.
Then she'll
and then
chest butt
it comes
you
out,
and kill you.
Then it comes out as aggression. Yeah. Right. And I have tried to work on my own ways of, you know, of expression. And because, you know, repression happens when you feel like it's not safe to express your feelings. You either got shut down or you had an overly emotional parent. So there wasn't space for your feelings.
Ugh, I worry about with my kids all the time because I'm so
right.
I can be so like that.
And it's a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, and now, of course, there's Facebook and distractions and all these things to encourage sort of that repression. And, you know, that's where we see eating disorders and things where we repress those feelings.
Yep.
And then when it comes out as aggression, that's, you know, if we felt really powerless or scared as kids or felt like we didn't have a voice and couldn't say how we felt, that kind of bubbled up and came out that way.
Those are your bullies usually.
Right. And
well, Sabrina's raising her hand. She was a bully. I got bullied a lot. And what's weird is
By Sabrina this morning.
Sabrina. No, it was all the time. Still.
People tried to bully me, but my mom was crazy. And she would be like, I heard somebody said they were going to kick. You said you would kick somebody's ass. So tomorrow, if you don't go to school and kick their ass.
Oh.
She is going to tell me. My mom was building an army of Thimba.
I don't know if anyone can hear this, but this is excellent.
Oh my God, wait. And also the title of this episode needs to be Army of Fembots.
Okay, so here's the deal. My mom is not, she's like not, the elevator doesn't go all the way, you know? Everything is, it is aggression. You got to be ready for war. Bad stuff happens. And so what she would do is if I had gotten to like a verbal altercation with you, Jody, and was like, you know what? Fucking tomorrow I'm going to kick your ass. Right. Then tomorrow, my mom would hear about it from one of my siblings, and she would be like, you have to go to school tomorrow. You kick their ass. And if you don't, I will kick your ass. And since shit runs downhill, I would go to school and just look at this person who thinks this fight is over and just throw my backpack at them and just be like, I'm ready. Let's do this. And they would be like, please, God, no. Why are we redoing this? And I'm like, I have to prove to my mom that I can do this. So it was. She was building an army of fembots with us. Like, nobody will fuck with you ever.
Which, in a weird way, I like that she's like, you want to say it, back that shit up. But also, that was incorrect parenting. Like, that was, don't do that, people out there. That's
right.
Not good for you.
I mean, oops. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Look, having kids is nothing new. I mean, it has been happening since the dawn of time. However, that doesn't mean that anyone really knows what they're doing or knew what they were doing. I mean, so much of parenting is just winging it, kind of, you know, with gusto, but it doesn't have to be. Trust me.
Yeah. And, you know, parenteducate.com, which is a new thing that we have been trying, has amazing ways to find answers and does all kinds of different things. I actually went on there and looked up, you know, divorce and how to talk to my kids more about divorce. And there's a whole thing about that, which was pretty amazing because as we know, you know, as you're divorced, things change with your kids.
Oh, that is amazing. I mean, and every parent has wondered things like what are age appropriate activities for my infant, my toddler, my preschooler, you know, how do I build resilience in my child? What are my child's developmental milestones? How will my kid's brain develop? And there's a ton of information on these topics, but finding them can be overwhelming if you don't know where to look. And that's why when Celia and I need answers, we turn to parenteducate.com. It's got everything covered so we can parent like pros.
That's because parenteducate.com is the go-to provider for research-based online parenting courses, like I said. And parenteducate.com's ever-growing course catalog includes over 80 engaging online courses that cover a variety of topics, including behavior, development, nutrition, play safety, and more, from learning how the first 3 years of your child's life affects brain development to child passenger safety to learning positive discipline techniques. ParentEducate.com has something for everyone. Like I said, I went on and did the divorce course, which was really great. Helped so much in just finding different language and learning about how divorce can affect a kid and what to do to make that impact less stressful for them. And honestly, that makes it less stressful for you.
Yeah, and these are also science-backed online classes that contain the same information as those taken by early childhood educators to earn industry credentials. But ParentEducate.com actually adapted them to be engaging and easy to understand, even for first-time parents. And ParentEducate.com is designed to fit into your busy schedule. Look, with kids and your own life, I mean, it can get crazy. Mm-hmm. Each online course only takes 20 to 30 minutes to complete and will give you the tools you need to raise the best possible version of your child.
And every course is available 24/7, so you can enjoy them at your own pace from any web-based device, like including your phone, which is how I did part of mine, to allow families just like yours to conveniently learn the best parenting practices. Plus, you can log out of ParentEducate.com coursework at any time, and when you log back into your account, you'll have the option to pick up exactly where you left off, which is amazing because, you know, Jody and I know better than anyone how hectic our lives are, and sometimes we're just not always in the same exact place.
Exactly. And parents can sign up for a monthly, quarterly, or annual plan for as little as $4.99 a month, which provides unlimited access to ParentEducate.com's extensive course catalog. ParentEducate.com is offering 20% off a one-month subscription for listeners of Never Thought I'd Say This. Just go to ParentEducate.com and enter coupon code SAYTHIS at checkout. That's ParentEducate.com, the go-to provider of research-based online parenting courses.
This is my, I run into this a lot with.
I get so uncomfortable with feelings in general, own, other people's, just all of it. That like when my kids are having feelings, I realize sometimes I'm like, hey, oh, this is really uncomfortable. It is. Stop doing that.
Yeah. So I've realized now, like over the last couple of weeks, especially with Harper, you know, she's just like all the hormones and all that stuff. It's so hard. And I realized how, I actually talked to my own therapist about this. I said, it's like, I was teetering on the brink of, you know, suck it up all the time and like this, oh, I'm being like annoyed. And sometimes I am because, you know, there's things where she's right. Like, I'm so tired and just, and I have a lot going on. And I'm like, join the fucking club, you right, know, like, right. Fuck you. But when she really starts opening up and she's not repressing and I've like started getting that and I got to work on, you know, the little one too, as she gets older, I was finding that same thing. And certainly once I became a therapist, it was a lot more of like, put your feelings out there. Right. Out there. And I cry with my clients all the time because they're not my kid. And so she started opening up to me one day and I was like about to cry. And then I was like, no, I don't want to make it about me. And then I was like, oh, I can actually let her know that her feelings matter. And right. Like, I got really teary eyed and I was like, can I hug you? And she was like, okay. And we like laid on her bed and I just hugged her. And like even the other day we got into a fight and I just saw it in her eyes as she was yelling at me that she didn't even want to. Right. Like I remember that as like a teen being like, I don't even know why these things are coming out of my mouth. I wish I could like, shut up. And like you're so hormonal and you're so in the moment and you feel so lonely and misunderstood and you don't even know why. And I almost
I go right back to number one, repression. So I'm like, oh, I didn't lose it that much like in that way because I was I just did. Like, we feel nothing.
Oh, my God. My mom, I think that's why my mom couldn't deal with me because I was so not emotional. And I learned to shut it down because my mom was like, oh, you're gonna cry. I'll give you something to cry about. So I was like, I can't do that to her. And but she was so overwhelmed. I like honest to God, like threw my entire body on her basically and like got her. I like was hugging her, like spooning her.
Right.
And I just started petting her head and I was like, it's okay. I said, everything is okay. I got you. I'm your mommy. I love you. Everything's okay. I said, no, this is so hard. It's so hard. And she just went from yelling to like crying. And I was so happy that we had that moment. And like we laid there for a while and we talked about my sister and I took responsibility for a lot of things that happened when my sister was sick and not being there and all the things that she saw and wanting to fix things for me, which she couldn't fix.
Right.
And like knowing
And part of that also is just that's those are the feelings that come with death in a family. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's just the life stuff is you can't like it wouldn't have been any better for you to hide that from her.
No, either way. Like it's, then it's I'm repressing. It's so it's a very delicate balance. And I go to aggression, by the way, too, in different ways. Like I go to screaming at the top of my lungs. I won't ever touch anybody because I was abused, so I don't touch. But
I don't do that either.
Right. I know. Yeah. And I won't even like usually throw anything. I've kicked things. I did once kick a hole in a wall. Not because of my kids, but still. But I do think it becomes that. And I think sometimes you look at those three stages and I think it actually could be stages as opposed to these are how we all react to things.
Right.
Like these are the one of three things could happen.
Right.
I actually think a lot of it is learning. Like I start repressing because feelings are uncomfortable.
Right.
Then it sort of bubbles up and comes out as aggression. Like I say to my clients, if you shove, you know, paper towel down a toilet, it'll go down for so long and then all of a sudden like bubbles up and you gotta fucking deal with the mess.
Right.
That. And then I think the last stage is actually learning to use expression, expressing yourself. Right. I don't think it necessarily becomes like it's one thing we all do.
True.
You know?
True. I think sometimes maybe we hover in one or another. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But like, and I love, you know, we were looking through articles and stuff and I love, you know, feelings are welcome. I will accept all of you, the happy bits, the sad bits, the joyous bits, the bits that are angry. I'm not going to try and fix them. I'm just going to hold you. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I mean, that's exactly what you did with Harper. Mm-hmm. And I had that moment recently, I think with B, where I just was like, do you need me to try and fix this or do you just need, or it was with Zoe. I said, do you need me to, do you want me to help give you advice or do you just need me to listen right now?
Right. That's a
and
big
she was
one.
Like, just listen. And I was like, okay. Cool.
God, thank God we can they'll still talk to us.
Well, right. And research shows that when kids feel safe to learn, which is, you know, in environments where they're free of judgment or criticism or whatever, they have autonomy over their bodies, all of that, that their neurological systems become like fully operational, and actually that is where their capacity for growth and learning increases. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't stop and consider sometimes how big of an impact that the emotional intelligence has on our kids.
Yeah.
You know, like school intelligence, you know, when there's
our kids. We don't pay enough attention to it.
We
just don't.
Well, back to the emotional literacy.
Yeah.
Which I do love to see that I do see in my girls and their friends and stuff that they are, I think, a lot more willing. Schools are a lot more willing. I mean, B has a wonderful teacher who took her outside and talked to her. And she said, you know, I have a son that goes through the same things and I totally understand. So, and, you know, I was like, I am so sorry. I know it takes time out of your class. She's like, it's okay. She said she's getting so much better at like pulling it together and, you know, and getting through it. And that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I told B, I said, I'm really proud of you that, you know, you wanted to come home, but I told you that you were going to stay, you were going to figure it out, and you did.
Yeah.
And then she came home and had actually a good day.
That's awesome.
You know, and I told her how proud I was of her for turning that around, mm-hmm. you know, and encouraging those things of like, I know you felt like you weren't going to get through today, but look what you did.
You did it. Right.
You know?
And that I think is so huge, is to be able to be like, you did it and I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
I've been trying to tell my kids I'm proud of them more, because like, God, I think about like, you know, Lulu was having so much panic about Halloween. She was like, and when we went to Knott's over Harper's birthday, we went to Knott's mm-hmm. farm, and two rides because the lines were so long. By right. the way. And Lulu was like very clingy with me there, and she gets very clingy, and she was like super anxious about Halloween. I said, "What is going on?" She goes, "I just feel like I'm gonna get lost." And I said, "Why would you think that? I'm never gonna lose you. I'm not gonna lose you." And she goes, "You know what, Mom? I think it's just because I was inside for so long."
Right.
And I'm like, "Oh," and like that hadn't occurred to me.
Right.
And so then I'm like, once she realized there were more adults in her group than kids, it was just her and Lily,
right?
And four grownups,
right?
She was like, "Oh," and like. She was fine. But like, there are things I think from last year that we can't really relate to as kids. It was hard on all of us.
I mean, I have been traveling lately and I am like, God, it is so people-y. It is just so people-y. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas before, maybe that wouldn't have bothered me as much. Or I just noticed like, I can go from being at home and it being quiet and night to whatever to like really a lot and overload. And, you know, and sometimes I don't know what to do with that. Like sometimes I just I get weird or I freak out, and then, you know, again, in turn, if the kids are having a freak out, then it comes out sideways,
right? So you know, I've also been dealing with Harper, you know, is 15 years old, like she wants to be with her friends more, and because we also had that whole year where I was with them all the time and I actually like loved having them around,
right?
Like it's been so it's hard because we've gone, it's been the three of us for so long.
Right.
You know, even before, because now Jesse has 50-50, like that right. happened during lockdown. But before it was the three of us, you know, 92% right. of the time. And so that's been so like, you know, that even that was an adjustment for me, right. as you know. And then now it's like, we used to have movie night every Friday. And like last Friday, she was like, Mom, I want to go to my friend's house. Like, right. is that okay? And I was like, well, you already committed to, and I'd made dinner and it was Shabbat and all this stuff. And like, we started to argue and I was like, in my head, my brain just went, Celia, she's got to do this. She's and I was like, oh, I said, you know what? Never mind. Ignore me. She's like, are you mad? I said, no, you need to be with your friends. We'll miss you. Yeah. We want to spend time with you. But like, I totally get it. Be with your friends. I'll see you later.
Oh and, my like, God. I'm so proud of you.
I stepped Yay. Back and was like, I got this. And she came home early, like earlier right. than she thought she was going to. She got a ride home. And like the second she walked in the door, she was like, oh my God, it smells really good in here. I said, well, there's leftover brisket in the hall. You want it? And she was like, yeah, can I have a plate? And I'm
right.
like, yeah. Fixed her right. plate. She didn't really eat at her friends. It was all fine. And I talked to her about it after. I said, I'm so sorry if it felt like I was mad at you. I wasn't mad at you. I said, this is like, I just love you and I love spending time right. with you. And
sometimes we have, as parents, we get disappointed too. Right. We have a moment
That's
where we're like,
it.
Oh.
Right. And I said, I just miss you. I said, what I'd like to do is make sure one day of a weekend is a family day, whatever that means
right.
that you're with me. And maybe a friend is with us. I don't care.
Right.
Maybe four friends are here, but that you're in my house and right. with me. And we can be flexible. I don't right. care. And I want you to go with your friends. And she's like, well, what if we make one plan and then another? I said, well, we'll change it.
Right.
Just tell me. But like, I want to make sure that's okay. Because
right.
I realized like, this is so important that she's moving and, you know, she's right. establishing her autonomy. But
right.
holy shit, you guys, it's so hard to like let go. And like today when I was driving her home, I kind of like caught a glimpse of her, my side of my right. eye. And I'm like, she's like a girl. Like, where did like my little like, cute, like, and now she's like, got anxiety and
right.
battles like, you know, with it's so hard.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those reminders where you're like, my kids are just right. This is my heart.
Like, right. You're like, and right there it is on my sleeve. Not even tacked on. Well, just sort of like barely stuck on there.
And when
it's going to go away.
It's like hard. And when we were talking, her and I, at one point, I just said to her, I said, Harper, this didn't come with instructions. Like,
right.
I don't know what I'm doing. I said, they don't tell parents how to do any of this. I'm doing my best and I'm trying right. so hard. I'm going to keep fucking up. I can only promise you that when I do, I will say I'm sorry and I will continue to work to be better because I want to be better for you. And I do not want what happened between me and my mom to happen between you and I. And as long as we're talking and, you know, I love you no matter what, we will get through this. And you will get through this. I promise. I said, but just please know, like, I'm never going to pretend that I got it all together
right.
because that ship has fucking sailed.
Yeah, like, exactly. I love that, you know, being able to open up and talk with our kids and tell them, like, you know, look, sometimes we're good at this and sometimes we're not. And that's, you know, that's it. That's kind of that's like as good as it gets is, and for them to hear us and us to hear them. you know,
and anyone who's like listening to this outside, you know, any of our listeners who've gone through the things that we're talking about and think like, oh, my kid is only, you know, it's only anger. It's only right. coming out as aggression. It probably isn't. And the ABA therapist in me wants to say, look for the antecedent. Look for the thing that right. happened before the aggression. There was probably something. And if you can find that and talk to your kid about it,
right.
That's the way to go. But like, I don't know. I need the antecedent of my own fucking life.
What was your moment before?
I don't know. I'm going to eat candy while we do this.
You'll eat candy while we do.
And then I have to run away and get Lulu.
Yeah. All right. We are going to play our fabulous game, Grateful. It's not our game. We did not come up with this game. Sabrina gave us this game, actually, and it's called Grateful AF. 99 inspirational cards for people who fucking need some inspiration. And if that's not us, I don't know who it is.
I'm inspired by this Mounds bar that I'm fucking eating right now.
Oh, Mount. That's that's an Almond Joy.
Or whatever it is.
Fuck. Mounds. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't.
Jesus fucking Christ. Do you want the other part of it?
Yeah. All right. Okay. But first, oh my God, I just picked.
What?
The one I picked. Beatrix Potter.
I love.
Beatrix Potter was a badass with her little bunnies and frogs. She's proof we should not let haters keep us from doing what we're called to do. No one believed in her little man, Peter Rabbit, but she published her books anyway and sold a fuck ton. Then she went and saved the open space in the Lakes District by using the money she made from those little bunny stories to buy up the land. Fuck yeah, Beatrix Potter.
That's amazing.
And I just happened to pick that one. So
I'm grateful for her.
I'm grateful for her too. And I like her name.
I do too.
Okay. I know your turn.
This one is The 12 Steps. Holy shit.
Sorry.
That's hilarious, though. No, it's great. You don't have to be in any of the programs or even know what they are, but the 12 Steps have most likely helped someone you love. Before a group of drunks got together and worked out the program, people had to go hella religious to get sober or be put into institutions. The 12 Steppy lingo can be annoying, but it's the only...
It can. It really can.
But it's way more annoying to have a drug addict steal your car or an alcoholic vomit on your carpet.
Only one of which I've done, but I'm not going to tell you which.
Amazing. I actually love the 12 steps. I like that. It's also a lot of, it actually, you know, a lot of
it's
Buddhists.
It's a program for life.
It is a program for life. I hear that so often.
Because that's one of the annoying lingo-y things. Right.
I know. It ties in a lot to like Buddhism, actually, and being of service. And that is one thing exactly. I would say. Be of service to your kids. If you're feeling like shit, buy the car behind you Starbucks. I do it every time.
No, you know what? I actually read about that. That's actually such a nightmare for Starbucks employees to like, don't do that.
Really?
Actually,
they
yeah.
thank me every time. They're like, this is so cute. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Tell me not to.
I've read this whole thing about why it actually like fucks up the whole car process.
Really?
That it actually, if you want it, there's different ways to look, be nice. I'm not saying don't be nice.
So
not
buy
mean
a gift
to be
card
like,
and like leave it instead.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Well, I'll do that next time. Right. But anyway, be of service. Do something. If you're feeling like shit about yourself, I find the best way to get out of that is to do something nice for somebody else.
Exactly.
Not for credit, just right. because somebody else needed it.
Exactly.
Do unto
By the way, I'm not saying don't do the pay it forward, like buy people Starbucks.
No, that's what
you're
nice. Saying.
That's not
dick.
What I'm saying. I'm just
no,
saying that I read
asshole.
A thing.
She's
Look.
Saying that she's a dick and she doesn't want you to do that. That's all.
Right. Yeah.
I've never had anyone do it for me. I usually do it and get the fuck out of the way, and every time, and it's usually the same Starbucks. Every time, right. they're always like, "This is."
But well, actually, what I've heard though is that because often, if you're in the Starbucks line, chances are you can afford Starbucks anyway. If you really want to do something, like go and buy someone a grocery gift card
Absolutely.
Or do something like that. Or,
Yeah. I was at the dollar store the other day, and a teen couldn't afford. He didn't have the right change, and so I was like,
"Oh, see, there you go, there you go."
He was like, "What?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll get it." And he's like, "No, no." And then he's like, "I have a quarter. Take a quarter." And I was like, "Dude, I got it."
Like,
I don't.
Please
your
go away.
All right.
Right, it's fine. Yeah. Anyway, go out. Be nice. Be of service. Yeah. Be nice to your kids.
Be emotional.
But not too. Not overly emotional.
Be emotionally intelligent.
Be emotionally expressive.
Yes.
But not too much around me. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. And don't build an army of fucking fembots.
Or do.
Well, only if Sabrina's
Sabrina. I know Sabrina and Gia, so I feel like absolutely that might not be a terrible idea.
Yeah, they're leading that fucking army, and apparently we are joining it, and, you know, it'll be fine.
All right, off to go be fembots. Here's till next week. Remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Or your fembots.
'Never Thought I'd Say This with Jodie Sweetin and Celia Behar' is an Audio Boom original.